It is here 100.9. Jimmy Nay, thanks for joining us. And Jim, what a phenomenal story this is. She is a Tasmanian girl who was diagnosed with cancer back in 2019, 6 weeks after she turned 15. While she was in hospital, she started making earrings and decided to sell them to raise money for children's cancer research. We have her live in the studio right now. Please welcome Keely Dobson. Keely, what an impressive young woman you are. The earrings, can you tell us, where did you get the idea from?
I had a teacher when I was in the hospital and she decided that I could do some clay stuff, so I decided to make earrings.
Okay, so what are they made of? Did you just say clay there? How do you make them?
They're just clay and you squish different colours together and then shape them and then you put them in the oven and bake them and they go solid.
Yeah, wow. I've got a pair here. I mean, I just got a pair. It's been a while since I've had earrings in, Keely, so I don't think I can put them in right now. So we're not going to do live ear piercing.
Keely, would you be happy to pierce Jimmy's ear live on air?
No.
No. Okay. That's thought enough.
Yeah, careful. I was worried you'd say yes.
Well, her mum, Laurie's here. She just said yes, she'll do it. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's coming. How many have you sold so far? Have you kept track?
No, we haven't kept track.
Just over $500
worth. $500
worth.
Wow, this is amazing. So who's been buying them, Keely? Do you know who's been buying them? Have you met these people?
Most of them are my friends, people from markets, and people from the website.
Wow. Have you seen anybody wearing them? Have they walked past you, or have you seen people come past going, hang on a minute, I baked those earrings myself?
Only my friends.
Only your friends. That's more than I've seen.
I've never baked earrings or made earrings and no one ever has worn them. So you're still doing better than both of us. So if people are listening to the show and they want to get them, they can. Is there a Facebook page, a website?
There's a Facebook page.
Is it Earrings for Cancer? Is that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So the money as well, Keely. So we know the money goes to the children's cancer research. What kind of things are you hoping that they could spend this money on potentially as somebody who's been involved in that?
I don't really know.
She wanted, when it first started, she wanted it so that no other child had to go through what she went through.
Right. Okay. Of course.
Well, if they could eradicate cancer, great.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's not going to happen, but...
Well, no, you never know.
Steps
in the right direction.
At the end of the day, they can't do anything without the continual funding and support of people. So again, you know, if you're never wanting anyone to go through this, and if you are listening to the show, and I know a lot of people myself who've been touched by cancer and someone you know, it always surprised me the amount of people that have been. I mean, I've got a stat in here. It's one person diagnosed every 5 years in Tasmania with Keely's cancer, is that correct?
Yeah, which is why we had to go to Melbourne because they didn't have the facilities here to treat her.
And what type of cancer is that?
It's to do with the pineal blastoma. It's a gland in your right in the centre of your brain.
Yep.
And they can't give chemo here for it, and they can't do radiation treatment here for it because it's too extreme.
So how expensive is that trip to Melbourne and staying there and all those things that come with it?
The government actually covered all of it because they couldn't do it here.
Okay.
So they provide a place for you to stay in Melbourne while she had the treatment.
Yeah.
It was 6 weeks of
intense radiation
which was head and spine.
Yeah.
And that was an hour every day.
Wow.
Had to lay still for an hour every day.
How did you feel, Keely, when that was happening?
At the start, it took a lot of effort because there's a mask that sits over my face so my head can't move.
And you have to be super still for that long.
Yes.
If she moved, they have to start again.
Oh. Jeez. And so, again, you're raising money because, I mean, your mum just said you hope no one else has to go through this.
Hmm. Absolutely. Well, you're doing a phenomenal thing, Keely. I mean, there's still hundreds of these earrings still available, I believe. Are you going to keep making them as well?
We have got some more clay at home to keep making them.
Oh, perfect. So you've got the ability to keep doing as well. All right, guys. Well, make sure you go and get one of these, a pair of these earrings. They're awesome. I think we're going to put something up on our Facebook page as well, I believe. We can do it. Okay, Keely Dobson, thank you so much for joining us. Of course, your beautiful mum, Laurie. Thank you for coming as well. Ladies, we appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you very much for having us.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.